Chapter 2. Chase, hand me your phone. I need to call my dad. Chase complied without remark. Even though Alex could be a big jerk at times, the loss of his phone was felt deeply by his peers. They knew all too well how their lives were so intricately entwined with their phones. Handing it to Alex, Chase wondered why he just stared blankly at the screen as if he didn't know what to do. "What's wrong, Alex? You look like you've never made a call before," said Chase. "I need to call my dad, but I don't know his number. I don't have anyone's number memorized." "Guess you'll have to call 911 and explain your emergency," said Paige. "You've got that number memorized, I hope." They all laughed except Alex, who just glared. He opted for a voice search. "What's the phone number for Paradigm Technology Innovations, Inc.?" In a moment, he was calling the main number. "Hi, I'd like to speak to my dad." "Who?" "This is Alex." "Alexander Brooks? It's an emergency. Just connect me to his extension, please." Alex waited impatiently until he finally got through. "Dad, I need your help." "Why didn't I call your cell phone?" "That's the problem. I accidentally dropped my phone and it's dead." "Is there any way you can get me another one before our flight leaves? We're supposed to start boarding in 20 minutes. There was another pause before. "Are you sure? Can you at least try?" "Mom? No, she can't help either." "Dad, this is really a bad situation. What am I going to do when I get to Seoul without my phone? I can't live for 10 days without it. Are you sure there's nothing you can do?" "Okay, bye."
"What did he say?" asked Chase.
"He says there's no way he can arrange it with the flight leaving when it is, but he'll have one of his business contacts arrange to hook me up with a phone once we land in Seoul. I can't believe this happened to me."
Slipping into a melancholy state of mourning, Alex unconsciously ran his anxious hands through his thick blonde hair, heavily coated with gel. Though previously styled forward with a front-spiked tuft of bangs, it now resembled a bedhead look. He was oblivious. It amused the others, but they cast a unanimous vote among themselves without saying a word to not say a word. It really didn't matter. Anything goes when it comes to hairstyles these days, so they had fun just knowing it would have bothered Alex if he had been aware of his new stressed-out hairdo. The trip of a lifetime was not starting off on the right foot. What should have been an epic departure for Alex seemed like a false start in an Olympic sprint. Everyone felt the weight of it.
"So what did your mom say about the camera crew?" said Paige.
"What?" said Alex, off in another world.
"Alex,"
Paige was getting irritated.
"I said, what did your mom say about the camera crew?"
"Oh, they're not going to make it on time. She says to just use a phone and upload it," said Alex with suppressed angst.
"That's better than nothing. I'll take the video," said Paige.
"You'd better cheer up, at least long enough for this footage. Look on the bright side. You have first-class seats on this long flight, but we're stuck in coach."
A little light returned to his eyes and his countenance seemed to thaw as he smugly replied,
"That's executive class, you mean. My dad really came through on this one. So I guess it's forgivable that he didn't get me another phone before departure."
"I thought you were tight with your mom," said Austin. "So why were you so rude to her? And your dad's now a hero."
"Don't answer that, Alex," said Paige. "I can cover this one. It's like this. When Alex gets what he wants, he's nice. And when he doesn't, he gets ugly." She flashed a sly smile as she goaded him with this snarky comment. It didn't faze Alex. "Look, there's nothing wrong with making sure you get what you deserve. They're the ones who messed up my life by divorcing."